I want to talk about crypto today, but before we do, a couple other things on my mind, including an email I got from a rural Iowa Republican this week that I'll share with you. Again, I get a lot of responses to this podcast, to the radio program, the blog, and this is a response to the blog I wrote last week, and also a segment on this program called "The Warning Signs of Fascism Just Got Clearer." And I was talking specifically about President Trump, how he thumbed his nose at the unanimous Supreme Court ruling regarding Abrego Garcia. You know, also I referenced in that blog, you know, other ways in which Trump is basically showing his contempt for the U.S. Constitution, for habeas corpus, and, you know, basically the First Amendment. So this guy wrote, "Ed, I'm a Republican and Trump voter and man enough to say, I wish I didn't. You are touching on some issues like fascism that have some merit. Democrats should be happy about what is going to happen in politics because of the idiot Trump screwing things up. The Republican Party will be shunned and our candidates rolled in the next election. Voters will finally get enough of this unprofessional loose cannon who is a business disaster for America." And I think, you know, that's one message, one week. I think more and more of that is happening. And more and more Republican voters are saying, you know, maybe Trump wasn't the right call. And a lot of this happening because of the tariffs, which we'll talk about later.
Right, we're going to talk about later in the show. And the numbers would say that, although it's much more incremental than you would expect, that he is beginning to lose support among Republicans. I you know, there's a lot of commentators who discuss what's the bottom for Trump to hit in terms of, you know, percentage approval.
Right.
And most people think he's probably got about a third of the voting population that will stick
with him
no matter what.
Yeah.
That's probably his bottom, around 32-33%. I think that they're really hammering on immigration because it's the sole issue, which, because of the way they're trying to frame it, still has a pretty high level of support.
Right, but here's a case where the entire U.S. Supreme Court, including Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, ruled that it was wrong to send this guy back to a prison in El Salvador without due process. You know, and that's resonating. Even though I think most Americans agree the immigration system needs fixing, that level of presidential hubris is being rejected by a lot of people.
Although Alito seems to have gone back on that because he spent the weekend saying that when they made the decision to turn the buses around as they were trying to send more Venezuelans down to the gulag in El Salvador.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He felt that it was inappropriate, ill-considered, and shouldn't have happened. So I'm not really sure that you can trust Alito or Clarence Thomas in that regard.
Anyway, I think the tide is turning. And speaking of tides, sharks. Your favorite animal, Charles. So you're probably going to like this news, but off the coast of South Africa, the great white shark population, the biggest nasty shark, probably the shark of your worst nightmares, is gone.
Is that right?
Yeah, this is a problem. They've been in decline since 2010, and as of 2018, and they're pretty much gone. But what's happening now is the impact on the other species. I mean, you've got a boom in seals and other species that I don't even know about. What's the one of them's called? Where is it? I can't remember now. But there's a bunch of seals that and other species that eat anchovies. I guess somebody eats anchovies.
Yeah. People who eat Caesar salad, I guess, eat anchovies.
I guess
anchovies.
So, yeah. But the horse mackerel.
Like the manatees.
And they also eat smaller sharks. I didn't know the seals ate smaller sharks. But anyway, these species are plummeting now because the apex predator, the great white shark, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently orcas are responsible for some of it.
Right, because they figured out a way to flip them over
and eat them.
Well, they actually just rip their liver out and leave them there.
Really?
Yeah.
They just go for the liver?
Yeah, I mean, orcas are...
With or without onions? Okay.
No onions.
All right, no onions. But even worse than the orcas are the fishing nets. And right now there's an effort to phase out these fishing nets. So
I think, you know, it's unclear really what's happening with the great whites, because nobody knows where they come from when they suddenly show up, like off these places, like, you know, off South Africa.
Like in the movie of Jaws.
Well, Jaws was probably a bull shark. The story it's based on was actually a bull shark.
Okay.
Great white sharks, just what their natural history is very unclear. And so disappearing, you know, off of Australia may have some meaning, it may
this
not.
Is South Africa, yeah.
Well, oh, South Africa. I thought you said, oh, yeah, South Africa. Yeah. Well, that is where the orcas that are particularly facile at hunting them tend to congregate. So that the orcas are probably doing a lot of this.
Well, they say orcas are some, but the nets, and they say, you know, we can't do anything about the orcas, but we can get rid of these nets.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, at the same time the great whites have disappeared off the coast of South Africa, apparently there are more of them off the coast of Israel. And just this morning, there's a horrific video shot by somebody standing on a beach on the Mediterranean Sea showing a diver being eaten by a shark. It's horrible. I mean, I'm sure you don't want to watch that because you probably have nightmares. And just me telling you is probably triggering you right now, right? Am I triggering you?
No. Okay. Although we were talking this morning about, you know, flying across the ocean. And I was talking about this with Grayson. And, you know, I said that, you know, it triggers one of my fears. And he says, oh, you mean like the plane crashing? I said, no, the plane crashes, we survive, and then I get eaten by a shark. So that's my great fear, actually.
Well, I think Donald Trump should be pretty worried about these shark attacks off the coast of Israel, because what's it going to do to his Gaza resort, you know?
We haven't heard much about that lately.
Yeah. Hey, so before we talk about crypto, one more thing, Afghan refugees. It's just hard to believe what's going on with that community in this country right now.
Well, this is, I think, an interesting question. I mean, you know, if the immigration question is posed to the American people about, oh, we need to take these potentially violent or violent people and send them back, or don't send them back, just send them somewhere else where they're outside the purview of the American
maybe
courts.
Maybe El Salvador.
Well, that's the whole.
Because they deserve plan to go there, I suppose, right?
Well, it basically amplifies the Guantanamo strategy, which is it really puts them out of the control of the American courts. Because remember, the Bush administration tried that with Guantanamo, and the American courts finally said, no, you don't get to keep people there without getting them legal representation. And
that should set precedence for what's going on in El Salvador.
It should, but this time, it's so divorced from any sort of sovereignty question.
Right. So what's the argument for the Trump administration to send the Afghan refugees back to Afghanistan, I assume?
Correct. I don't even know. I mean,
these are people who fled the Taliban.
See, part of it is that Trump has been putting pressure on ICE and Kristi Noem and the rest of them that he wants numbers. Right. So initially they started out with saying, well, let's do what we said we're going to do. Remember that, you know,
criminals.
Right. Because during the campaign, we saw the same three people who were killed in incidents with people who are in the country illegally. Right. They ran these same three people, one of whom, by the way, was killed in a car accident, a bus accident with a illegal worker who was in the country illegally, who fell asleep after a split shift. It wasn't a murder. Hmm. So, and then, of course, you know, Trump ran on the idea that, and of course he coined the term, that this is a, illegals crime wave, right? Because, like, two people killed by illegals is an afternoon in Chicago, you know. Not by illegals, just by people who live in Chicago, unfortunately, you know. And so, but then they started running around with people who were violent criminals, and they found out there weren't as many here as they thought. So now it's becoming like this random assortment of groups that they want to send home. So they announced they want to send home the parolees, most of whom, by the way, are Christians, who were the kind of the last ones who got out from Afghanistan, as well as spilling over into some of the other ones who got paroles to come here because they were working with the Americans when they were there in Afghanistan. They were the translators and everything else. Why these people have to go back? Why? I don't know.
Because Trump's looking for numbers.
Well, you're also dealing with probably the most evil person in the country, which is Steve Mueller. His second chief, his associate, whatever, deputy chief of staff.
Right.
Who, he just despises everybody who isn't an American.
Quote. You're putting in quotes. Right.
Well, he says America is for Americans.
Yeah.
Right? And he drives this policy, maybe even more than Trump. He's really driving this policy.
Well, and it's just you can't. I don't even want to imagine what's going to happen to Afghan refugees.
Well, that's the whole point.
Afghanistan.
He's sending these people back. They're sending these people back to be killed.
Yeah.
I mean, the Taliban isn't going to want them. He's going to take out their revenge on them.
Yeah.